All right, fellas, welcome back to another episode of Masculine Mindset at Work, everyone. Your daily dose of grind mentality and getting that fire lit under your ass. I'm your host, Hunter Rivers, here to keep it real, raw, and relatable. Today, we're diving into a topic that can be tougher than bench pressing a small car. Learning to say no without feeling like you just committed a cardinal sin. Ever feel like saying no is somehow betraying the universe or making people think you're a jerk? You know that feeling when someone asks you for a favor and you want to help but your plate is already overflowing. Let's be honest, guys, we're raised to be the helpers, the problem solvers, the ones who always have everyone's back. And while that's admirable, there comes a point where saying yes to everything can turn into a recipe for burnout, resentment, and ultimately, failure. Think of it like this. You wouldn't pour gasoline on a fire without thinking, right? You gotta manage your resources, your time, your energy, it's all fuel for success. So, how do we break free from the guilt trip and learn to say no like a boss? Here are 5 key takeaways that will have you saying no with confidence and actually feeling good about it. First off, understand this. Saying no isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. It's about prioritizing your own well-being, your goals, your values. You can't pour from an empty cup, fellas. Second, get clear on your priorities. What are the things that truly matter to you? Your career, your family, your health. When someone asks for something, ask yourself, does this align with my priorities? If not, politely decline and explain why. No need to overexplain or apologize. Third, practice assertiveness. This doesn't mean being aggressive, it means being clear, confident, and respectful. You say statements like, I appreciate you asking, but I'm already committed to, or I can't take on anything else right now. You don't need permission to protect your time and energy. Fourth, learn to reframe guilt. When that voice in your head starts chirping about being selfish, tell it to shut up. Remember, you're not obligated to say yes to everything. Saying no allows you to focus on the things that truly matter and excel in those areas. Finally, remember that saying no is a skill that takes practice. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. Start small, decline an invitation you don't feel like going to or politely refuse an extra task at work. Build up your confidence and before you know it, you'll be a no master. Alright, let's get real. Picture this. You're on the verge of hitting a major milestone in your career, finally landing that dream promotion, launching your own business, or mastering a new skill. But then, bam. Your friend asks you to help them move furniture on the weekend right before that big presentation. It's tempting to say yes because you're a good dude and want to help. But deep down, you know it will throw off your entire schedule and jeopardize your chances of success. This is where saying no becomes less about being selfish and more about strategic self-investment. So how do you handle this? You acknowledge their request, express your support, maybe offer alternative help like connecting them with movers or suggesting a different weekend and firmest date that you can't commit due to a prior commitment. You don't owe anyone an elaborate explanation. A simple I appreciate the ask, but I'm really focused on your goal right now is more than enough. Remember, saying no doesn't mean you're abandoning your friends or being unreliable, it means you're prioritizing what matters most to you. It's about taking control of your time and energy so you can achieve your goals and live a fulfilling life. Look, fellas, I know it could feel tough at first. But trust me, mastering the art of saying no is like unlocking a superpower. It frees up your time, reduces stress, and allows you to focus on what truly matters. So, next time someone asks you for something that doesn't align with your priorities, remember these key takeaways. Stand tall, say no with confidence, and watch as your life transforms. Stay focused, stay hungry, and keep grinding. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.